Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Nancy Gibson, and she's the coordinator for Parents as Teachers. Good morning to you, Nancy.
Good morning, LaVon. Thanks for asking me to be on your program.
You bet. I'm really excited, and I know you are even more excited about this program that's called Building Up Dads. When is that going to happen?
Our first session is going to be next week on Tuesday, November the 14th. Actually, that would be 2 weeks, not 1 week,
yes.
From 5:30 to 7:30 at the Nishna Valley YMCA.
All right. And do dads need to sign up? Is there a kind of a registration time that you'd like to have them sign up by?
Absolutely, there is. And the main reason we want dads to sign up is because we're going to provide a meal for them with their children. Moms, I don't want to say you're not important, but this evening we want dads and kids together. And so you can RSVP to me. Just give me a call. My number is 243-7475. If I'm not here, please leave me a message, because I am out of the office about as much as I'm in the office. But it's really, we want to make sure we have enough food and materials for everyone that's coming.
And Nancy, if they don't get that number, we'll have you repeat it again. But can we look up public health in the phone book? Where would we find you in the phone book?
That's a good question. We are not in the phone book, but if you don't remember my number, if you call Cass County Memorial Hospital, the switchboard will connect you with my extension.
Okay, good thing to know. Now, Nancy, this is, this is the first I've heard of this kind of program that's specifically for dads and their children. Why did you decide to do this?
Well, dads have been heavy on my heart for several months now, and so I started doing some research into how the benefits of to children when dads are actively involved in their lives, and dads are pulled lots of different directions. It started as my vision, and then I pulled public health into this. Is to give dads more tools in their toolbox to have a better self-image about themselves as dads, because I think sometimes dads, they don't always get painted in a good light. If you're on TV at all, it seems like it's almost always negative. And so I want to do something positive for dads, give them some tools in their toolbox that they can pull.
And this really isn't a moms versus dads. They're both really important. But not always does dads get that emphasis that's really positive. So I know that you've done quite a lot of research to put this together, and some other states have these programs. What are some of the things you're finding out?
Well, one of the big things for me that I really want dads to be aware of is that the dads' relationships with their children actually impact all four areas of domain that we look at with children: communication, their intellectual development, social, emotional, and their motor development. Moms and dads are two different people, and they relate totally different to children. And there's benefit, maximum benefit, for when both parents are involved in their children's lives. Daughters have better relationships in life when they have a good relationship with their dad. Boys are not, they're really good explorers already, but they are not afraid to step out of their comfort zone if they have that relationship with dad, and they can step out of their comfort zone with their dads.
So is there an age of children that you really would like to reach? I'm thinking maybe 18-year-olds or not as much in this picture. We're talking about younger children?
Actually, the grant that we got goes from birth to age 18. And sometimes we don't think about those teenage children as needing, we don't think about them quite as much, but they absolutely need that active dad in their lives. Because they're going through changes. They go through as many changes as a teenager as our younger children do. And so to have that positive reinforcement from dad is a huge benefit to our teenagers.
Okay. So all ages of children are invited to come along with their dads. Now, I guess we can touch on sometimes the way we define dad, it might be a grandpa.
Absolutely. A a lot of our we have a lot of young people that don't have a dad that's in their life all the time. And so it can be an uncle, a grandpa. If you are a church-going family, it could be someone from your church that has kind of taken your children under their wings. So male role models come in a variety of forms, and any kind of that kind of a relationship is just really important. Sometimes it's easier to talk to somebody that's not our dad, but to have that positive male influence.
So Nancy, people say, I might think about this, but it could be a little scary. What's going to happen? You know, get people to sign up and they're going to show up at the YMCA. Then what's going to happen?
It can be scary. First, we're inviting dads to bring a friend with them, because sometimes it's not as scary if your best bud's sitting next to you. What will happen is you'll come in, we'll have a meal together with you and your children, your friend, and then there will be a program for dads where we're going to give you some tools, we're going to give you some education, maybe to help you, not that we think you're bad dads, but just to help you be a better dad. And we'll have activities for the children and the older kids. We will be at the Y, so we will have access to that. And then we'll pull back together dads and kids, and we'll do an activity together, and then we'll send you on your way.
Okay. And how many sessions are people invited to?
There are three total sessions. This one on November 14th, and then our next session is in February, and then we'll do our last session will be in May.
And then I understand there's a little bonus if you make it to all of those.
Absolutely. There will be, we will be giving out door prizes at each session. But if you attend all three sessions, then your name goes in a drawing. And we'll be giving away a family zoo pass to Henry Dorley Zoo at the end of the third session.
That would be a really nice thing to be able to have. But even if you're not the lucky one that gets drawn out of the box, this just sounds to me like something really new to our area and exciting and could be a whole lot of fun.
I hope so. We are working with different groups to come in. I will not be the presenter at the groups. Pottawatomie County is coming in. Their Family Incorporated is doing our first session on November 14th, and I'm really excited about our presenters from there. Amy Hoffman is from the Avoca area, and Erica Kirkhoff is from Griswold, and so we are pulling in some experts that know, that have been in the trenches where I'm at, but they've done a little more in-depth study into this. So
okay. I want to just mention, we said you are the coordinator for parents as teachers. Maybe we should just give people a couple of sentences about what is Parents as Teachers program.
Good reminder. Parents as Teachers has been in Cass County since 1999. We are a home-based visitation program where we come into homes of families, work with them one-on-one with their children. Our particular program, typically we work birth until their kids go to kindergarten. So this is stepping us out of our comfort zone too, to help families with their older children. It's a totally free program for families in Cass County. Again, that same phone number, 243-7475, gets you information about Parents as Teachers as well.
And I know you do some group activities. There's always something going on with Parents as Teachers. So if you don't know about that program, that would be something to call Nancy about also. So let's remind folks, is there a suggested deadline for registration?
If you could sign up by Monday, November 13th, that just gives us enough time. Make sure we got enough food, because we don't want dads and kids going away hungry. So if you could by noon on November 13th would be great. However, if it comes in after that, we're not going to turn anybody away.
Okay. But don't put this off in terms of thinking about it, because I know we're giving people a little time here. Because when people hear this, I think it's going to be the 4th. But the 14th is the first meeting. So dads, families, you know, just really promote that dad person to bring their kids and come and have a great time. And part of that, I'm sure, is talking with other dads.
Absolutely. There's networking that will happen at this time. You know, anytime you can meet a new dad, because no dads parent the same way. Right. And so it's really good to learn from each other as well.
Yeah. Okay. So again, Nancy, your phone number?
243-7475.
Okay, thank you very much, Nancy Gibson, who is the coordinator for Parents as Teachers and the person behind Building Up Dads, getting this done. Until next time, here's a thought. A happy family needs a loving and caring father.